I'm talking with Chris White, the owner of Kiko, a glue pulling system, and we're talking about what glue pulling is doing for the industry. If you're not glue pulling yet, you need to check it out. It is so freaking cool.
Welcome to Body Bangin', your podcast for all things body. Auto body, that is. And now, introducing Body Bangin's host, Mickey Woods of Mickey Woods Marketing. Mickey is a former Auto Collision Center owner and is now a marketing and business development expert to shops across the globe.
Hello, and welcome back to the Body Bangin' Podcast, where we are at the Southeast Collision Conference. We're talking with attendees, vendors, speakers, you name it, we've got them. And of course, we want to start by thanking Lombard Equipment, our sponsor. They've been selling equipment for over 30 years, and they actually not only will consult with you on the equipment that you need, but they come out and they do training in your shop on the equipment that you purchase, which is so important. Anyway, today we have my friend, who I've actually never met, but I feel like he's a friend because we're on social media together. Chris White with Kiko. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Mickey. How are you?
Good, good. Nice to have you on finally.
Yeah. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you in person. I've been and following your stuff. Love the podcast.
Thank you. Love what you're
doing. So anyway, yeah, it's a pleasure to meet. Well, not exactly in person, but it feels in person, at least live, meeting you live, right?
That's right. Well, and we had Danny from Kiko on, maybe now it's been a few months, but
Danny's amazing. Listen, like no one could represent our brand any better than Danny. Like he's the poster boy of who we want to be as people, you know, and then certainly, you know, an amazing collision technician that has adopted glue pull and, you know, truly is and has become an amazing glue pull technician and trainer, you know, just anyway, like he does. I'm so proud to have him. Yeah.
Danny is awesome. If you guys want to hear more about glue pulling in general, Danny did a great podcast with me and it was so informative. I mean, so helpful. The amount of views and downloads that podcast episode got was great, Chris. And Chris is actually the owner of Kiko. So
So I
can brag about Danny to you.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about glue pulling because glue pulling, it seemed like I was hearing about it a little bit here and there. And then during COVID, it seems like it really blew up. And I don't know if that was a lack of access to parts or you guys just did an incredible job marketing. The combination of both. I don't know. Do you guys feel like it really came into its own during that time or?
You know, when COVID happened and everybody else was staying home, we were still working and we were saying, you know, listen, our sales dried up just like everybody else when COVID first happened. And I can remember, you know, talking with Kenny and Brock and I, and we just said, listen, you know, we've got to use this as an opportunity to really double down. We were already being very aggressive in our online, you know, direct sales and marketing campaign, but everybody, you know, people were watching content more than ever before. And so we doubled down on how much content we were creating, got, you know, much better. You know, at that point, we'd never done a Zoom training or a Zoom demonstration or anything. And today, when Danny's home, his schedule is packed with just doing Zoom trainings and Zoom demonstrations that didn't exist before COVID. So, so we had, you know, we would have a special Friday segment on glue pull repair that was an hour long segment that a guy named Gene Fetty, who's also one of our long-term trainers would, and there was times, Nikki, where we had like more than 100 people live watching what we were doing, you know, on a Facebook feed, right? You know, which is, I mean, that's a, you know, that's a, it doesn't sound like a lot maybe to people listening,
but you
know, that's a lot, right? You know, to have on a live feed, right? And so that's my answer to what you're saying is why you started seeing it then is because people, you know, weren't traveling, they weren't going to shows, they weren't, you know, and so they were tuned in to content and we took advantage of that. So we put a lot of effort in and, I do think that also what you alluded to, that parts availability shortly, I'm going to say slightly after COVID, you know, parts availability, you know, being such a massive problem did give us an opportunity. Like I can remember, you know, being at CICs or SCRS's events right after and people talking about how they really were struggling to find parts. And I had, you know, on numerous occasions, people would stand up in the audience and say, hey, well, you know, I'm fixing that problem. I bought a glue pole repair system, you know, and, you know, from Kiko, and now we're fixing things that before we were replacing, and we're staying in the game and we're able to cycle these cars through. Right. So, so you mentioned that, and for sure that did, you know, give us a bit of a springboard, you know, at, I would say the tag end of COVID. And then, and then the very first SEMA after COVID, the 2021, you know, we had never really put, you know, our, all of our individual tools together as a system. And so when we put all those together as a system in 2021 and submitted it to SEMA as a new product, we actually were selected new product of the year for our full system at SEMA. So anyway, all those things come together to say, yes, you know, just in the last couple of years, you would have a lot more visibility. The world has a lot more visibility to what we're doing, for sure.
Right. So, and Danny talked on his podcast about the benefits of glue pulling, but for people that haven't seen that yet or need to be reminded, maybe have thought about getting a glue pulling system but haven't pulled the trigger yet, can you share with us why you recommend they get one, invest in one in their shop?
Absolutely. Yeah. So it is, first of all, one system, regardless of your substrate, whether you have a, you know, a steel panel or an aluminum panel, you know, whether it's a mild steel or high strength steel, if it's repairable, it's repairable with one system, and that is glue pole repair, right? So you're not carrying a you know, steel stud welder and aluminum stud welder. You know, if you move to this system, it's one system, right?
Right.
And that one system, whether it's steel or whether it's aluminum, or you know, we even do a little bit on bumpers here and there, right? You know, plastic bumpers. But anyway, whether that one system does not do any harm, right? Every other method of repairing a dent, the first thing you do is create more damage before you fix anything, you know?
Right.
So, you know, if there's a, you know, a dented car and the paint's not damaged, and you come in and you're going to do stud welding, you got to grind away the factory finish on the front side. Then you're going to weld, and in that weld, you're going to create damage on the front side further. Mm. And on the back side, you're taking away that corrosion inhibitor, that E-coat. Yeah. We're not doing any of that. We're doing no harm. We're just cleaning the panel using hot glue and specially formed tabs. You know, the thing about plastics is you have such an infinite ability to create shapes. And so we can create shapes that are just like the dent that then gives us much more control over the metal than you've ever had before. And then, you know, because we come from PDR, we really think a lot about how metal moves, and we like to use, you know, we like to use terms like metal flow, because in what we found in collision is that, you know, technicians tend to, I think because of the past and how, you know, difficult metal was to move, and maybe how difficult they find aluminum to be, they get very aggressive, right? They want to exert their will over the metal. And truthfully, you know, what we try to teach is just some techniques in metal flow, you know, knowing that truly, even, you know, steel's got better memory than aluminum, but aluminum does have, you know, some memory. And so if we can lift on those lows and push on those highs at the same time, we can get a very finessed move. And we do that with a much larger surface area than you could ever do with a weld or even keys or wiggle wire, right? You know, we have these big dents largely go into vehicles with large surface areas. So it only makes sense to move them out with large surface area. So anyway, that's the process. That's the benefit. You know, obviously because of that, you can move much more efficiently, larger amounts of metal. And again, you're not creating damage front side, back side, right. not doing as much R&I, right? So
now when it comes to like EVs, there's, you know, obviously different protocols and procedures, and everybody's learning about all these EVs and how different they are. How does glue pulling repair? How is that for EV? Is it something that is better, worse? What do you see?
Right. Listen, that is a great question. And with EVs, it has really, that's another thing. The introduction of EVs has really shined a light on what's possible with glue pull repair. Because again, you know, it's a cold straightening technique. We're not putting any heat into the metal. We're not creating any damage on the backside. So the EV manufacturers, and particularly the ones that focus on EVs like Tesla and Rivian and Lucid, all of those folks have very quickly adopted Kiko. I know for certain that, you know, we are on the, you know, suggested repair tooling programs for Rivian and for Lucid, because simply, you know, if you can't do a glue pull repair on a live EV, then you can't wash it, right? You know, I mean, we're no more invasive than washing your car. And the fact that we're just cleaning it, putting glue on the tab, you know, putting the tab on the panel, lifting it, and then, you know, removing it with an isopropyl alcohol, and then obviously readying it, you know, the process of readying it for filler and paint may or may not require any sort of powering down, but there's no powering down required to begin with glue pull repair. And certainly if I'm misspeaking at all, maybe some of my friends, you know, at the OEMs will help me understand it. But that's the, you know, the way I understand it. There may be certain repairs in certain areas, maybe they always require a power down, but for the most part, matter of fact, here at this show, yesterday, Jake Rodenroth came and he said, "Hey, you know, matter of fact, that Lucid's right there. You can't see it, but trust me, there's a Lucid vehicle right there." And he said, "Hey, you know, there's a dent in this car." He's like, "Hey, can I drive this thing over to your booth and you guys fix it?" And so, in the middle of the trade show, he drives over. And, you know, you talk about putting pressure on Danny. I mean, Danny was sweating bullets. We had everybody from like literally 100 people standing around the booth watching us do a live repair on a live powered up EV. And Jake loved it. He said, "Man, this is awesome." He said, I need people to understand that there's a good way to repair these things, and they shouldn't be afraid of them, right? That was kind of a fun thing to do for sure.
So, Well, glue pulling, I think a lot of it is education, as people don't know. And it's like, they're already feeling overwhelmed with everything they have to know. So it's like, great, now we got another tool. Now we got to learn how to do this. And you guys provide a lot of online videos. And I would tell anybody watching this or listening right now, go on like YouTube or Facebook or whatever and check out the videos that Kiko's done, really any glue pulling, because I was shocked at the repairs that glue pulling can do. I mean, massive things that I'm like, yeah, right. And then you watch it in the video, it's like, oh my gosh, it's insane. And you guys also provide training. So you assist and support people that are purchasing your tooling and your equipment.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Which is so important.
Yeah. That's one of the things that I think has really separated us is the fact that, you know, when we first jumped into glue pulling and really started selling it as a system, you know, because we kind of come from PDR and those guys largely understood glue pull, you know, we thought, oh, you know, it's sitting hard. No one, you know, people can quickly adopt. But though it's not hard, you know, what you talked about is, you know, people being overwhelmed with things that are new and different. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing about things that are new, they require a culture change to adopt. And I am quite sure with the way that you consult with collision shops and all that, you understand how challenging it is to create to create culture change, right?
Yes,
you know,
yes.
And so what we have to do with Bootable is create a culture change. And so, you know, we did set about to create a very succinct process, and a succinct process that has an acronym that we call the six C's. And you know, so six steps of six easy steps that all start with the letter C. And then all the detail is underneath that, right? So when we created that, it was really a fun thing to do, to realize that there's not really a high bar, and I hate to say it, for training out there, because you know we have created a training program that, you know, I thought was okay, but I've been told it's amazing, right? You know, because it's funny. Like, just a quick story around the training that we provide. We're very close, you know, here in Richmond to Barry Dorn's shop. You know, Dorn's Body and Pain, I think. But you know, and I got to know Barry like maybe 3 years ago through SCRS, and so you know, we hadn't sold a lot of systems in Collision at that point. And, you know, but I'm going to say a month or two after I met him, he called me and he had like a couple of tools he wanted, two or three tools and this or that. And he's like, hey, you know, I want to buy these tools from you, Chris. I'm like, okay, great, Barry. And I said, well, what about the whole system? And he's like, ah, you know, we got some glue pull stuff. And I'm like, well, what about our training? And he's like, well, you know, my guys have been, you know, we're certified by all these OEMs. We've had all sorts of training. You know, we know how to do it. I'm like, okay. Yeah. I'm like, cool. I'm like, well, Barry, here's the thing. I need to know whether my system and my training are worth a shit. So, so I got a deal for you. You know, you buy the whole system, you buy all the training, and all you have to do at the end of training day is say, our guys didn't learn anything, and I'm going to leave the system here, and I'm going to give all your money back. The money back for the system, the money back for the training. And so anyway, we go through the day, and he comes back, and to a man, his guy said, hey, this is some of the best training we've ever received on any new product. So anyway, yes, we do offer training. And, you know, that again, going back to Danny and Gene and Mike and some of our guys, one of the things that we really talk about with training, I think you'll appreciate this, because this expands way beyond our process and technique and tools and training, but it's who we are as trainers. And so, you know, I think that a lot of times when people are experts in an area, they carry themselves, you know, maybe with a bit of arrogance about about that expertise.
Right.
And what we want our guys to be confident and have expertise, but we want them to be very humble. We want them to be able to raise up the student rather than elevate themselves. And so I think that, you know, and guys like Danny and Gene and Mike and all the guys that train for us, do such a great job of going in with a spirit of humility and trying to connect. And then that creates an open environment for learning. And then guys just learn so much better. And I think that's another reason why people think we have great training, is because we have great trainors. So, you know, we have great human beings that really care and want to not just preach the message, but come alongside and teach, right?
So very relatable.
Yes.
I know, like when Danny talks, he talks the same language, he uses the same words, it's all very relatable. And so when you have somebody that comes to you with that kind of energy, like, it's a totally different vibe, rather than somebody like almost standing on a stage and talking down,
right?
You know,
exactly
different.
So,
this is awesome. I know we don't have a ton of time today, but I'm going to put links to your system in the description notes. So if y'all are interested, check out the equipment. Also put some links, Chris, to what you've got on like YouTube and some of the videos, because I'm telling you, this stuff is crazy. It's crazy what glue pulling can do. So if you've never seen it before, you need to watch it. And if you have any questions, I'll also put contact information so they can get a hold of you or Danny or whoever, and ask some questions, if that's
awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Please awesome. Do. Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Mickey. I appreciate it so much.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. It was nice to like meet you.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. One day in person, maybe at SEMA. Okay. Yeah, maybe there again.
Yeah, okay. We'll be there for sure. So awesome. I'd love for you to come by the booth and see what we're doing. Yes. We'd love that. So
absolutely. Yeah. All okay. right. Well, thank you for listening to today's episode of the podcast. And again, thanks to Lombard Equipment for making this possible at the Southeast Collision Conference. And make sure you guys are subscribed so you don't miss any upcoming episodes. And feel free, of course, to share this message. If you are already using loopholing, share it with somebody. Share it with another friend of yours, another shop of that you know that could use it, because I think this is definitely a tool, a set of tools that every shop should have and should be using, because this is, we got to, come on, folks, we got to move into the next generation of things. This is where things are headed and it can really help your shop out. So we will see you next time. Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, make sure you hit the subscribe button. We have some incredible topics and guests coming your way you will not want to miss. If you are watching on YouTube and don't want to miss the latest and greatest, you'll want to hit the bell after subscribing so you will get a pop-up each time a video podcast goes live. To our devoted fans, would you mind paying it forward and sharing this little gem with someone else you think may benefit from it? Much love from all of us here at Body Bangin', all things auto body.